Good morning. Brilliant sunshine expected today, mixed with some clouds from time to time in spots, and still a chilly northwest breeze. So after a cold start, mainly in the 20s with some teens out there as well, we'll push back past freezing into the upper 30s and lower 40s across the higher terrain and middle and upper 40s in the valleys. It'll stay dry and clear this evening, then clouds will move in tonight as a warm front approaches from the south and west. Still, temperatures will have enough time to drop back into the 20s on average. That warm front will bring more clouds and even a scattered shower to our area early tomorrow morning. The front will take some time to slide through the entire region from southwest to northeast. As a result, a wide range of temperatures tomorrow. Out ahead of the front, we'll have plenty of clouds and temperatures will get stuck in the upper 40s and lower 50s by tomorrow afternoon. In the Catskills, mid and lower Hudson Valley, and southern New England, where the front surges through, clouds will give way to mostly sunny skies, and an increasing south wind will push temperatures well through the 50s and even up toward the 60-degree mark by the end of the day. This eventually will lead to milder air on Thursday night and into the day Friday, scattered showers before a cold front approaches from the west. This will bring a steadier rain to the region on Friday evening and overnight. Still, Friday afternoon's temperatures will top out in the mid-50s. At this point, a wave of low pressure will form in the Ohio Valley and head in our direction for Friday night and Saturday morning. As the steady rain moves on through, colder air will sweep in from the north and west, and this will transition any rain over to snow late Friday night and Saturday morning. This is most likely to occur in the Adirondacks and northern and central Vermont. Areas closer to the coast will see just plain rain. Accumulating snow is not out of the question, especially in the mountains, by Saturday morning. On Saturday afternoon, it'll be breezy and colder with increasing sun, but highs will only be in the lower 40s, and that cool pool of air will be over us for Easter Sunday with a mix of sun and clouds and a breeze, highs staying in the lower 40s. Early next week, it'll still be chilly on Monday and into Tuesday, but highs will climb into the middle and upper 40s and then eventually into the 50s again. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, the Storm Prediction Center in Norman, Oklahoma, has outlined an area of a slight risk of severe thunderstorms from southern Minnesota southwestward into the central plains. Southerly low-level winds will advect moisture northward through the central plains and into the upper Midwest during the day. At the same time, a cold front over the eastern Dakotas will push east-southeastward and reach southwestern Minnesota into central Nebraska by late this afternoon. Strong heating and dew points rising into the 55 to 60 degree range along frontal lift and upper ascent increasing from the west will likely lead to scattered storms developing along the front by mid to late afternoon. Moderate instability along with adequate deep layer shear will create a mixed mode of supercell and organized multicells. Upscale growth will favor a transition toward primarily an isolated hail and wind threat. Meanwhile, Super Typhoon Maysak is located approximately 140 miles northwest of Yap in the South Pacific with maximum sustained winds of 150 miles per hour and gusts to 185 miles per hour. Maysak will approach the Philippines over the weekend, however, a weakening trend will begin before that occurs. At Mount Washington this morning, 90 miles visibility under mostly clear skies and one above zero. Northwest wind at 48 miles per hour. And in Eureka, Nunavut Territory, Canada, mostly clear and 31 below zero. In Albany on the hour, mostly clear skies and 26 degrees, the dew point 11, 53% relative humidity, a north wind at 5 miles per hour, and the barometer at 29.96 inches, and it is on the rise. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states' temperature extremes ran from a high of 104 degrees at Death Valley, California, to a low of 1 at Mount Washington, New Hampshire. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City mostly sunny near 50, Boston mostly sunny in the mid-40s, and in Buffalo increasing sun with highs in the lower 40s. Checking the climate report, the high temperature in Albany yesterday 46 degrees, the low 30. The average temperature 38, that's 3 degrees below normal. No precipitation yesterday, no snowfall for the month of March, 5.3 inches, which puts us 4.9 inches of snow below normal for the month. And through March, 75.9 inches of snow, which is 19.2 inches above normal for the season. There were 27 heating degree days in Albany yesterday for the month, 1,085, and 6,215 for the season. The average high temperature in Albany today, 52 degrees, the average low, 32. The record high, 77, set in 1986, and the record low, 9, in 1923. Sunrise this morning was at 6:38 a.m., sunset this evening, 7:21 p.m., 12 hours and 43 minutes of daylight, an increase of 3 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Mostly sunny, breezy today, with highs in the upper 30s and lower 40s. Increasing clouds tonight, with lows in the upper teens and lower 20s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, a mix of sun and clouds and breezy today, with highs in the upper 40s. Increasing clouds tonight with lows in the upper 20s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, a mix of sun and clouds and breezy today with highs in the lower to mid 40s. Increasing clouds tonight with lows in the lower to mid 20s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, a mix of sun and clouds, breezy today with highs in the mid 40s. Increasing clouds tonight with lows in the upper 20s. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires, north of I-90. A mix of sun and clouds, breezy today with highs in the middle 40s. Increasing clouds tonight with lows in the upper 20s. Region-wide for tomorrow, a morning shower, then a mix of sun and clouds, getting windy and much milder with temperatures pushing through the 50s. Mostly cloudy with showers Friday, remaining mild in the mid-50s, rain Friday night. Saturday morning, a transition to snow, especially in the mountains, could add up. Colder in the afternoon with increasing sun, lower 40s. Breezy and cold Sunday for Easter, a mix of sun and clouds, lower 40s, then climbing through the 40s and into the 50s for early next week. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.